Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Expert Insights Weekly Radio Show, hosted by Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, home of best-selling books, award-winning magazines, global broadcasts, and communities. Expert Insights is a highly educational, inspiring, and empowering show focused on your professional and personal success, featuring outstanding guests from across the globe, including best-selling authors, top coaches, world stage speakers, thought leaders, thriving entrepreneurs and visionaries with proven strategies, secret formulas, and treasured resources to help you succeed and make an impact. Welcome, sit back and enjoy the show. And now your host, Vicki Winterton.
Hi everyone, this is Vicki Winterton. So I'm so excited to introduce the authors of Womb to Thrive, amazing authors that are contributing in so many ways to the whole experience from the initiation of conception through the birth and on through life to make life so enriched for so many people. So I wanted to start first with Julie, who was instrumental in deciding to actually bring these authors together and make it all happen. So Julie, welcome.
Thank you, Vicki. This is wonderful to be here with all our co-authors of this wonderful book.
So Julie, tell us a little bit about the book, your concept for it and vision, and then your particular contribution and what you hope authors will take away.
Absolutely. So this for me started a long time ago. We're talking now over 40 years, when as a young woman, I was absolutely convinced that we can and should live as one thriving human family. And I went around the world and tried to find what's the missing key. Why are we not thriving? Why are we suffering? And I came across a spiritual teacher's work. And in this, he said, if we were to look after pregnant mothers in two generations, 50 years, we would be able to close our prisons and close our hospitals. And in that moment, I said, that's my mission. That's what I have to do. That's the missing key. And shortly after that, Dr. Thomas Burney, who we have with us here as a co-author, brought out his book in 1982 on the secret life of the unborn child. And since then, many of us as pioneers around the globe and many of the co-authors of this book are the pioneers who are bringing this contemporary science, even though it confirms a lot of ancient traditions and wisdom, the contemporary science and understanding of what happens in the womb and how it lays the foundation for the whole lifelong of our health, our mental and emotional well-being, our connection with innate intelligence, the brain development, and our ability to thrive. So after 40 years of work on this, going deeply into myself and healing my own early trauma and birth experiences, because this concerns us all, because we've all been through this experience in the womb and birth, where it's left an imprint on us. So it's really important to do our own work, to learn and to see when and how we actually get cut off from our source. And then we end up being hardwired for fear and protection rather than being hardwired to live in a loving universe. So my chapter in the book is really about the fact that the universe is loving, is intelligent, and that innate intelligence is in every single one of us. And simply we've been cut off from it. We've been distracted and told that it's not there. And now we really need to reconnect with that. And then we can thrive. So that's the inspiration in my chapter and the reason why I'm bringing this book together. And I really hope that the readers will be awakened to this information by the many different personal stories, opening their own vulnerability, sharing with us very often their own trauma, how they overcame this trauma, and how together, collectively, in this huge movement that's happening now, we can work together to at last bring about a thriving global human family and planet. This is what we should all be working for. And we open our arms and invite everybody into this movement to meet together on our newborn app, which is our digital home, so that we can learn together, we can help each other, we can empower future parents and professionals with this information so we can change the world.
That is so beautiful. So how do people connect with you for that app?
So people can download the Birthing the New Humanity app on the Apple Store or Android. Come in, look around, and there's a directory as well for all the authors in the book, and they can find out much more about them and interact with them through this app.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Julie. And thank you so much for the concept and bringing all of these great minds together and great hearts together to make this such a spectacular connection for the universe through the written word. It's really, really wonderful. Okay. So Gary, tell us a little bit about yourself and also a little bit about your chapter in the book and what you'd like people to take away.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Gary Malkin. So my mission is really about music and sound as an art form that actually reflects the very core of who we are at the vibrational level. So the vibrational intelligence that gives us the opportunity to remember that we create at the frequency that we vibrate at. And a lot of the world right now is filled with an enormous amount of distractions and fragmentation. And so it behooves us to use the universal language of human emotion to actually help parents from the earliest stage of sort of conception all the way through the birthing and bonding process to allow music to entrain us to more spacious frequencies of loving awareness and of attention that involves not only the mind but the heart and soul and body as well. So my mission is finding ways for music to bring us to a place of remembrance of our humanity, our depth, our multisensory dimensionality, and the truth of the beauty of our being, especially when we can show up to the fullness of the miracle of life itself as it comes through and co-creates through a man and a woman, or however you actually have the great opportunity to have a child in your arms. The inspirational thought is really that basically what I said was we create at the rate with which we vibrate, and these days we're like the frog that's slowly getting boiled to death. We need to affirm a higher frequency of presence and love and compassion in a way that allows us to heal our wounds that most of us have not been bonded. So to really allow music to entrain us, and not all music was created the same with the same intention. A lot of the music that I focus on creating in the works that I do with Dr. David Surrenda and Lisa Raffel are works that help with the pre and post natal bonding, so that the inspirational thought is really allowing music to remind us of our humanity and the depth of our hearts. What I want people to take away is a remembrance of the naturalness of music and sound as a way to bring us home to ourselves. And everything these days is about looking at video in order to listen, but to revive the art of listening. Listening itself is a cleansing, aligning tool, especially when the music was created for deeper alignment with our heart and souls. And my site, so there's wisdomoftheworld.com. There's also lisaraffel.com, because the work I do with Lisa is working on these two books that we created, a book and a CD, and then also the musical we're preparing for hopefully Broadway. But you'll find out about that at lisaraffel.com as well. Yeah, I just hope people remember that listening is a cleansing and aligning and powerful way to reclaim our wholeness and to remember who we really are, and especially when we're giving birth and taking care of babies.
That is so beautiful, Gary. And one of the things I love about this book is the chapters are all so diverse, but they're all about the whole idea of birth and rebirth and just living a fabulous life. So thank you so much, Gary. Okay, Adela, we'd love to hear from you.
Well, hello. It's been an amazing process to engage in this project. I've so thoroughly enjoyed it. So I'm a psychotherapist with a spiritually based practice, meaning I focus on expansion, what allows us to thrive. and creating very pragmatic templates for transformation to be able to live in joy and in the most loving disposition of our human nature. So my work for almost 45 years has all been about transformational process. And at this stage in my life, I decided to dedicate the skills and what I've learned from my amazing teachers, all of the clients that I've ever engaged with, about how one shifts awareness in a way that enables one to take different action. And the invitation to me that I feel very, very called to now is centered around the transformational moment we're on in and on the planet, both because things seem to be reaching a critical mass of tension, and also because Mother Earth has been letting us know that she's not happy with us, right? And so I view the climate emergency as a potential portal for this transformational moment. And so I'm looking at how my skills and what I've learned about helping people change can apply to a mobilization now, to the transformation that we need to engage as humanity, where we begin to embody what we're capable of, which really is about the capacity to thrive, to live in an embodied way that is thriving and allows all sentient beings, all beings, to thrive. And birth has been a passionate specialty of mine. I have a specialty in pre and perinatal health and psychology for a long time now, about 30 years. And part of what drew me to that specialty is when I started to really understand what dispositions get set in that very first experience of life. So it's such a natural point of intervention. If you want to create human beings that are disposed to thrive, you want them to be birthed into love and not fear. So we're in a moment, I think, where the planet is consumed with fear and it's time to birth it into love. And I'm really excited for that. And so what inspired me in the chapter, in the process of unfolding into the writing of that, was really seeing how everything in my life had prepared me for this now, this particular moment. And I suspect that other people would see something similar if they did a little kind of inventory of the most foundational experiences. Those of us that are really called to serve the moment, I think pretty much feel that way. So I hoped to inspire others to be in the discovery of that and to offer hope, because I feel full of hope for what's possible. And my intention was to be able to convey that. So if you wanted to contact me, I'm sure it's available through the app, which will have contact information, the Birthing the New Humanity app. But I'm reconstructing my website now. It should be done probably in a month or so. The name of my website is integratingpsycheandspirit.com or .net.
Beautiful. Thank you so very, very much. Very beautiful. I love that concept of coming into a world of love from the very beginning and then that being fostered throughout. So thank you for the lovely thought, the lovely chapter, and the wonderful work that you're doing once again. Okay, next we have Dale. Tell us a little bit about you, Dale, and what you do, your passion in life, and a little bit about your chapter and what you hope readers will take away.
Thank you. My name is Dale Allen, and my podcast and platform is The Core with Dale Allen. And I bring to Womb to Thrive a message that as modern or currently incarnate human beings, we can really draw from ancient wisdom as we birth the new humanity. 90% of our human history is preliterate history. It's hunter-gatherer history. We were designed with a balance of the left and right hemispheres of the brain. The left hemisphere is known as the masculine hunter-killer hemisphere, and the right hemisphere is known as the feminine gatherer-nurturer hemisphere. And we were designed to have these work in balance, as well as a balance of the masculine and feminine energies that course through all humans. The cultures of our foremothers and our forefathers featured goddesses and female creators. These cultures were matriarchal. Matriarchal cultures don't mirror patriarchal cultures with women in power over men. They are cultures of balance. And matriarchal cultures, both from our history as well as modern matriarchal cultures, they really course through and they value community, birthing, nurturing, earth, nature, the eternal cycles of birth, growth, death, renewal, creativity, intuitive intelligence, sensuality, sacred sexuality. These cultures really integrate right hemispheric values, which belong to all humans, the more empathetic side. So ongoing research shows us that with the brain, both sides of the hemispheres are always at work and they can handle pretty much any task that you assign to either hemisphere, except for speech, that's less hemispheric. But it's the how that makes the difference, how the hemispheres work. So it makes a huge difference in how we perceive ourselves, each other, and reality. We all know that we've been in a long chapter of left brain dominance. The discourse of our society is more left brain oriented. And we've also been in a long pattern of creating cultures that have a hierarchical domination with men in power over women, the masculine over the feminine. But ancient wisdom shows us that we were designed to be in balance. And at this incredibly precious moment on the planet, as we birth the new humanity, we can draw from that blueprint, which we are designed to be in balance, men and women coursing through the masculine and feminine energies that are a part of us innately. We're supposed to have a balance, and we can bring that forward again. The message that I have, whether I'm doing a live performance or through my podcast, really saturates the audience in the experience of the feminine. I'm going to just end with a prayer that really kind of picks up on this energy, and it goes, Our Mother, who art within us, each breath brings us to you. Thy wisdom come, thy will be done, as we honor your presence within us. Each day you give us all that we need. Your abundance calls us to give and receive all that is loving and pleasurable. You are the courage that moves us to be true to ourselves, and we act with grace and power. We relax into your cycles of birth, growth, death, renewal. Out of the womb, the darkness, the void, comes new life. For you are the mother of all things. Your body is the sacred earth and our bodies. Your love nurtures and unites us all, now and forevermore. Amen. I can be found at thecore.space, and I hope that my chapter in Womb to Thrive, wherein I talk about my own experience of discovering the sacred feminine just before I became pregnant with my own daughter, it had a huge impact in the experience of gestating and giving birth, as well as in being a mother. So I hope that there will be the value that comes through in the chapter. Thank you so much.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much, Dale. Really, really beautiful. So now I'd love to hear from Faye.
Hi, everyone. I'm Faye, and I'm a midwife of more than 33 years and a prenatal and childbirth educator working with couples across more than 30 years around soul birthing, actually, the spiritual aspect of birth. And I'm passionate about changing the paradigm of birth that exists at the moment after working in the system for many years and witnessing the trauma that actually happens to so many women and couples at birth and babies as well. And so through my own experiences as a mother as well, bringing four children earthside, I traveled through a beautiful journey of welcoming the soul. And what I've learned is that, and innately know, that we are all spiritual beings having a physical experience here on earth. And it's our journey earthside that actually really impacts our life and how we show up in the world. And if we are greeted in the space of love, it really creates a beautiful platform for us to grow and thrive as an individual. And so I've worked with couples to heal their trauma and turn that around and actually be able to tune into their unborn baby or their higher self to find out why things unfold the way they do. And so I know that we have the power within us to create change in how our life unfolds, and we can heal trauma. And what I'm witnessing at the moment is, as we all know, the collective energy in the world at the moment is very much fear and trauma-based. And so Mother Earth is actually rebirthing herself at the moment as well. And so I can see the parallels between what's happening on Earth at the moment and with birth. So Mother Earth is actually going through that transitional phase. that we know women all go through right before birth. So it's a painful usually time if we put that tag on it, where we often disconnect from the physical process of what's happening. And we get the big injection of hormones that we can either go into our fear, or we can choose to really surrender to the hormones and actually open up and breathe our way through the birth. So Mother Earth is happening at the moment. So we all have a choice as to how we show up in the world and how we would like others to show up for us at birth. So do we show up in love and hold this beautiful, loving space for Mother Earth to rebirth herself, as we're all going through this change at the moment individually as well as a collective? And if we can stay in a high vibrational frequency, which comes about by being in that space of love, that we have the opportunity to actually turn humanity around and become a platform for us all to thrive. And so my message to everybody is that you all actually have the power within you to change your outer world, to find that peace within, and to come from a loving perspective, to raise your vibrational frequency and to hold space for Mother Earth as well as yourself and all others to heal and thrive. And if you would like more information, I really encourage you to download the BTNH app, because we are putting so much more material on there which can actually support you, tools and resources to help you to remember who you are as an individual and a soul, and to actually give you the tools to navigate your way through life. So thank you so much. And my business is Soul Birth, so I help people to connect with their soul and their purpose here on Earth. Thank you.
That is so beautiful, Faye. Thank you so much. And again, thank you all. And thank you, Faye, for your wonderful contribution to the book and to the generosity of your information and time today. So, Janelle, we'd love to hear from you next.
I'm Janelle Miranda, and I'm a craniosacral therapist, an artist, a mother, and a filmmaker. I did the film The Other Side of the Glass, a birth film for and about men, and it came out in 2013. It was a culmination of my life's journey and part of my life's mission. Since I was 6 years old, my mission has been to stop child abuse. When I took home a girl in my class because she told me she was being abused, and I told her she could stay at my house. And so I have also a mission to help people who have been harmed to heal. So my mission now is to stop the abuse of the obstetric system and to help those people, most people alive, who've been harmed by the obstetric system. I did the film in order to talk to fathers, and fathers shared their stories of what it was like to become father in that system. And it has some groundbreaking information for society, and I'm very happy to be a part of Womb to Thrive to bring the film back into the public eye again. I want people to be inspired to see that fathers have an experience, and that fathers should not be expected to protect their babies in the system, that we should expect caregivers, midwives, doctors, nurses to be the ones to protect babies and mothers and fathers in the birth system. And a father needs to be in his thrival, loving connection, the part of his brain that is about love and connection, not trying to protect his loved ones in the hospital. So that's really a big part of what my chapter in the book is about. And I was very excited about the title Womb to Thrive, because as I did my birth trauma healing with Ray Castellino, I really went from being somebody who always survived no matter what. My four-sex trauma is about I'm going to survive no matter what, to being a person who can thrive. I really want that to be a big part of my inspiration to people who are reading. And my real hope is that people will get that when they were the baby, that was their birth. They experienced that birth. And that we can start to shift the paradigm of it's about the mother-baby, but it's never about the mother-baby dyad in the arms of the father and in the community. And so I'm hoping that the readers will deeply get, I live for the moment when people get, oh, I was the baby. When they get this visceral reaction, oh, that was me, because that's where you can start to heal. And my work now is focused on my art, and I've created a process that I call soul portraits, where I transcribe what's going on in the early brain, in the prenatal brain, in the preconception brain. And I transcribe that into visual form that people can meditate on and color. And it's their baby, their soul, speaking to them about what it is that they need to know right now. And it bypasses the thinking brain and works in the limbic system. My website is my name, Janelle Miranda, and it's MIRENDAH.com.
Oh my gosh, all of your talents and what you bring to this book are just so amazingly diverse and so beautiful. Janelle, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Okay, and now I'd love to hear from Joanne.
Wow, what a great bunch of people. I feel like I'm a bit of a culmination of all of you. Hi, my name is Joanne Lowell. I join you from Western Canada. I am an architect, a traditional midwife, professional breathwork practitioner, also a filmmaker, and I'm the founder of Soul Medicine and also the creator of Conscious Breathing in the Classroom. I just thought it was a thrill to be working on this book with everyone, that we live in these stormy times right now. Funny enough for you, Faye, I wrote a chapter called Soul Birth that's about really waking up to our soul nature in this time. Like, we really need to remember who we truly are. And the way to do that is to really follow the thread back to what is our original soul. So some of the things that I explore within this book, but also what I do with my work, is I lived in Indigenous communities for many years. And so there is a real deep belief that our ancestors are with us now. They're with us when we're being born. They're with us when we're dying. And that we're the promise. Their promise is written upon our hearts. And so when we draw upon remembering who we are, when we draw upon our ancestors, then we can really show up in this incredible way with the fullness of our beings. Also, with my work with birth imprints and birth trauma, I have a process that I work with birthing couples. Actually, I breathe with obstetricians in the hospital for them to maybe for a moment get out of their birth trauma and back to the real moment here. And we discover that there are hidden gifts and lessons in each of our births and how we came through that initial threshold. That first transition can really change, or it can impact the ways that we relate to the world and with each other. I work with people who are pregnant or want to get pregnant, but everybody. I just came back from Mexico and led a process there at a breathing festival, and it's just amazing to find out that how we were born was actually perfect from our soul's perspective, and that we can actually really befriend what those gifts, those lessons. A simple example is I was born late, or at least that was the story I got. And what did I do my whole life? I was late wherever I went. But then when I started to do this work, I came to discover that actually, I live in God's time. I live in perfect time, and I know how to be in no time, and that there's all these gifts that come from that particular imprint. But obviously, there's the other imprints, cesarean section, breech birth. Those who have it turned at birth, breech birth, they have original ideas because they're looking at things from a completely different perspective. So there's everything that happens at birth. I try to remember to those who are present that from the soul's perspective, that we're on this other inner journey that has a perfection to it, and that all is well. The other part of my work is I work with teachers and parents to teach 3 to 5 minutes of conscious breathing in the daily round to children. So that, in fact, let's start at birth, let's start at the young ages, and it's all right here underneath our noses that through our breath we can remember who we truly are. And to each new baby, I look them in the eyes and say, you remember who you are. You will always remember who you are. And every baby actually acknowledges that they got that. And I think that we had a lot of traditions in ancient cultures. And I truly believe that if we remember who we are, we each have an indigenous soul to this planet, and that that's a piece of the way among the many different pieces to find our way back. You can find me at soulmedicine.one, O-N-E, one, as well as thebreathingclassroom.com. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
so beautiful. Thank you. Just lovely. Lovely. And now I'd love to hear from Michito.
My name is Michiko Hayashi, and I am the Global Director and Ambassador of Emoto Peace Project. I was Dr. Masaru Emoto, the author of The Hidden Messages in Water, his personal assistant for almost 11 years until he passed in 2014. During that time, we formed this organization called Emoto Peace Project to distribute this children's book of the message from water to all children on earth. I am the successor of this Emoto Peace Project. I've been doing this ever since Dr. Emoto passed, and it's my honor to be able to do this. My mission is to give this children's book to all children and all people who need this so that they learn the truth of water, because we are all water on this planet Earth. Everything has water. It is so important and beneficial for all of us to learn about water, because everything that we think, the emotions we have, the words we use, and anything, music, every vibration affects the molecular structure of water. Within us, we are 70% water. This planet Earth also is 70% water. So what we think, how we feel, affects not only my life, my health, your health and life, but everything around us in eventually this Mother Earth. The inspirational thoughts for this book is for all babies to be born, because we are giving the structure or foundational structure of the baby's life. And we all know that babies are the future of this earth. To be able to give best life, best health for the babies, we have that clue. And I'm hoping that everyone will learn, especially young ladies and mothers and fathers to become, grandparents, everyone to learn that our positive emotions, positive thought, compassion, love, gratitude, especially love and gratitude, because love and gratitude forms this most beautiful crystal of frozen water. Now, water forms crystals depending on what kind of vibration or information we are giving. Water not only stores information, but it carries information. So water is the catalyst of our consciousness. And when we think about womb, when the babies are in the womb, they are surrounded by water. And babies in the womb is about 96%, almost 100% water. So in this book, I am showing how much impact we are giving to the babies while we are pregnant. So the mother's positive emotions, positive state of being, happiness, being happy, being compassionate, being grateful, really creates a beautiful personality of babies. And to do that, people around the mothers need to be compassionate, helping, kind. And for mothers to be eating well and listening to something positive, something beautiful, every vibration matters. And that means every individual matters, because we are collectively creating the reality, creating the environment, and every single baby matters. I know that once they read this book, they will want to live in happiness, in hope, in love, in gratitude, want to know that we are every moment choosing the reality. We are creating the reality every moment. And we want to share that with everyone, especially with children and babies to become. Thank you so much. And you can find me at the website www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, emotopeaceproject.net. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And I had the opportunity to see your mentor when I was at a conference in Montreal, Canada. It was unbelievably awesome. So thank you so much for your contribution.
Thank you so much, everyone, for listening.
Okay. And Marilyn, I'd love to hear from you now. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your passion and your chapter in the book, as well as a place where we can reach you.
So I am an MD. I did a long career as an obstetrician and gynecologist. And I had kind of an amazing journey in terms of I was kind of led into doing OBGYN. In medical school, I got to deliver a baby. That was such a powerful experience that I decided I have to do this. It was always a learning experience for me. So I delivered probably over 2,000 babies in my career. And every one of them was this moment of learning and bringing someone into existence. And it was very important how the parents were around in that situation, how atraumatic we could make it, how loving and all of that. And I was so in awe of the teaching that I got all of the time. I was always concerned if I changed the roof tile or did something like that. And I would always get the guidance. It is all well. It's all well. This is how we do it. So that's what I have done. And I took that learning then, because when we are born, we bring our energetic self and our spiritual self into the physical body. So I think what most people don't realize is that we carry that with us through our whole lives and have that energy available to us for healing throughout our entire lives. So it isn't just informing the infant and in when the infant's growing and all of that, but after birth, we all have that. So what I do now is to help people of all ages to access their energy and to heal what they need to heal. So we're able to help people get off of their medications and just find a way for their body to work naturally. We've even had some dramatic cancer reversal in the work that we do. So that's what I do now. And I have shared my experience. I've had a long experience with that. And I still do see patients who are pregnant. I'm not doing their deliveries anymore, but I do help them to navigate, especially in this country where birth is so medicalized. So that's what I'm doing now. Practice website is www.healingspacellc.com. And I also have another health initiative. So it's reimagininghealthcare.org.
That's beautiful. And what do you hope readers might take away from your chapter in the book?
I hope that it will give them a sense of being able to connect with their own energy and how important that is and how available it is in everything that they do. So hopefully that will be what they can take away.
Oh, that is so lovely. Thank you so much. Again, thank you to all of our wonderful guests and congratulations on this amazing book. And I also would like everyone in our audience to know that if you want to learn more about Expert Insights Publishing, you can find us at mybookmybiz.com. That's mybookmybiz.com. And we do best-selling books, award-winning magazines, and international communities and broadcasts. Thank you so much for being here today.